Hi, everybody. This is Gene Jabel, and I am a pain in the ass. Gene Jabel here. That's right. Playing the top country hits across the USA, and I get my ass kicked by some of the top country artists, too. Like Billy Cunningham threw me out of a moving limousine.
Say no so quick.
Billy Cunningham with a song there called Don't It. That's right. Billy Cunningham was being bothered by me because he wanted to be signed to a management contract. I was in management at one time, and I said, why would I want to sign you? You're the worst sounding singer I've ever heard. You look like a rube. You look terrible, and I wouldn't be seen with you. I wouldn't be seen with you dropping stuff off at Goodwill. So I threw him out of my office, and I threw his suitcase after him, and I also threw his guitar down some stairs. Well, about 6 months later, I found out that he had a hit record, and that's when I called up his office, and I went to his house and became a general overall nuisance. That's right, I wouldn't leave him alone. I wouldn't leave his wife alone, his kids alone. I was a real, well, Gene Jabel, pain in the ass.
Sounds good, darling. Woo-hoo! Every little thing you got to know that.
Well, I knocked on the door of Billy's house, and his wife answered, and I said, hi, I'm Gene Jabel, and I'm here to see Billy Cunningham. And she said, oh, you're the guy that threw the guitar down the steps. I said, well, if that's me, I plead guilty, but I'm Gene Jabel. She said, it doesn't mean anything to me, but I'll go get Billy. Well, in the meantime, Billy didn't come out, but a bodyguard did come out. He said, tell you what I'm going to do for you, Mr. Jabel. I'm going to tell you to get the hell off this property before I take you for a ride. I said, take me for a ride, huh? Billy Cunningham's been taking people for a ride if he doesn't have me as a... And then he interrupted me by putting his hand over my mouth, tying my hands behind me, and throwing me in the trunk of the limousine.
Come on, baby,
Jabel. Well, I got out of the freeway in the fast lane, and that's when they opened the trunk of the car and just ejected me. Some kind of a gizmo they'd rigged up for other guys. I guess there were pains in the ass. I got jettisoned out of the trunk of the limousine, right into the path of an 18-wheeler. Well, thank God I bounced once and I hit the grill of the 18-wheeler. I know how to ball up. I put myself into a ball. Anytime I'm kicked out of a moving car, I always tuck into a ball shape. And I bounced once, hit the grill of the Peterbilt, and then I bounded onto the median.
You're gonna love it.
Gene Jabel gets his ass kicked.
Karaoke, we can microphone it.
Gene Jabel gets his ass kicked by some of the top country artists of all time. We'll be right back after this.
Come on, baby, brain.
Hey, fans, Gene Jabel here. I'll be out there at the Smurple Playgrounds. That's the Smurple Playgrounds, and that will be on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 8th, 9th, 10th, and 15th of February. Don't ask me. I wanted it that way, and I think it's going to be a fantastic time. The Smurple Playground, and if you come early, you'll get a Gene Jabel baseball cap. You'll also get a Gene Jabel mask and a Gene Jabel pair of tight, very, very tight leather pants, so tight you can see every single solitary crack and indentation. That's the Gene Jabel.
Gene Jabel pants.
Come on out to see me, Gene Jabel, at the Smurple Playground, and that'll be on the 1st, 3rd, 5th, I forget the dates, but it will be next month. Gene Jabel, Country Music USA. Come on out and see Gene next month. Gene Jabel getting his ass beat so bad, there are times when I pee blood for 3 weeks. Gene Jabel getting his ass kicked by the top country artist of all time, and that brings us to Blake Shelton. I got hit right across the face with a laptop computer by Blake when I wouldn't leave him alone one time. He said, aren't you the guy that I asked to manage me and you told me to get out of your office because I looked like too much of a hayseed? I said, well, that sounds like me. He said, well, I'm not interested. I said, well, you got to be interested now because I happen to know you've got a hit record and I want to manage you. I'm Gene Jabel. And I'll tell you something right now. Gene Jabel, I'm
a professional pain in the ass.
Gene Jabel. Well, Blake knew who that was. He said, oh, you're Gene Jabel, the professional pain in the ass. And I said, yes, that's me. Sign right here on the dotted line. And I looked up, and as I was pointing to the paper, and I was looking him dead in the eye, and I was saying, dotted line. Right when I got the line, I got hit flush with a laptop computer. He had actually closed it up first, then hit me like it was a cricket bat. I went rolling over backwards over the top of a couch, and I rolled right to a door. Someone opened the door and just gave me a little quick kick, and I bounded down 3 flights of stairs. Gene Jabel. Blake Shelton there. Yeah. Gene Jabel here with the sounds of Bobby Bear, a great classic artist. I'll tell you, Gene Jabel and Bobby Bear, we had a conversation. I almost managed him. Yeah, I almost managed him, but I asked him, hey, Bobby, this song, Streets of Baltimore, is that about you selling your old lady on the streets of Baltimore like you're whoring her? He said, that's not fair, Mr. Jabel. I said, well, anyway, just get out of my office because I don't want you and I don't want this song and I don't want to see you around me. I don't even want to know that I'm thinking about you. If I know that I'm thinking about you, if somebody else is thinking about you, I'm really going to get upset. Well, about 6 months later, I had a big hit record there with Detroit City. So that's naturally when I went over to his house and I started being bothersome. They had to call the police a couple of times and finally I got in the door and I said, hey, Bobby, Johnny, it's me, Gene Jabel. How about signing a management deal with me? And he said, I wouldn't do that in a million years. I said, yeah, sure, whatever. Aren't you the guy that talked about selling your wife as a whore out on the streets of Baltimore? Well, the lights went out, everything went black, and when I woke up, I was tied up in the trunk of a car. That's right, I was tied up in the trunk of a car, and then I was rolled out of the trunk of that car, and I was on the playground of an elementary school at about 8:15, 15 minutes to go before the bus shows up.
What she's
and I wasn't wearing pants.
Gene Jabel.
Gene Jabel will be back with more great country hits and the various ways he had his balls kicked into his throat by country artists right after this. You know, everybody, I've been in country music my whole life. It's a great way to make a living. It's a fantastic life. I know some of the great stars of all times. Because I'm a country artist, many, many country artists are very, very friendly with country disc jockeys. When I call myself a country artist, I'm a country disc jockey. Sometimes I confuse it. Sometimes I think I'm the artist and they're the disc jockeys. Who knows? But I'm Gene Jabel, and now I'm selling this beautiful, beautiful collection of country music hits. They aren't really the hits. They're just the titles of the hits. When you put the needle on the record, or when you slip it into the CD, or when you put the tape on, what you're going to hear is me talking about the song, what the lyrics are about, what the song sounds like, and the artist, the things that I know about the artist. I won't be talking about getting my ass kicked by them, because I do that here on the radio show, and frankly, it's humiliating, but it is a way to sell the CD and to sell the album. So get this great compilation. It's Gene Jabel's Great Country Hits, the top 100 country hits of all time, where I don't play them, I just talk about them, describe the artist, and then I go on to the next one, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one. Is it interesting? Is it exciting? Most likely not. I haven't even had the guts to listen to it, but I'll tell you what, it's selling like a mofo. Excuse my language, that stands for, you know, I'm Gene Jabel.
Gene Jabel, get the top 20 country hits of all time, or be square.
Gene Jabel's top country hits of all time. Write to Gene Jabel, top country hits, care of all time, Gene Jabel, California.
Well, here's a song that Bobby Bear came back with, Detroit City. This is the one he said, it was going to be a big hit. And I said, are you kidding me or something? About some slob that goes north and doesn't even have the balls, doesn't have the guts to make it the north. Some good, tough southern boy. He goes up and listens to him. I want to go there. Well, it turns out it was a hit record. So what I did was I called him up and I said, hi, Bobby, this is Gene Jabel. Let's get this out of the way. I said that I thought Detroit City was the biggest piece of dung that I've ever heard in my life. You know who I am. He said, not really. I don't recall you. I guess you don't leave much of an impression. I said, I was the guy that came into your office and I said, hi, Bobby, I'm Gene Jabel. I think Detroit City is something that would drop out of my ass, not necessarily something I'd hear on the radio. He said, oh, yeah, now I remember you. And that's when I felt a boot hit me just below my testicles, not right directly on them, but just behind my testicles. That hurt. But didn't hurt near as bad as the next one. That's when someone lifted me up by my ears, swung me outside a window that was six stories above the street, and began dangling me, just sort of swinging me back and forth by the ears, with me one hand holding my balls and the other one going, ow, 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 and then I was dropped. Dropped, and I plummeted six stories all the way to the street, and when I hit the street, I actually cracked the cement. I went through one block of cement, and I went down into what I think was some kind of a catwalk for the sewer. And there's where I lay for about the next six, well, you know what I mean.
Big in Detroit City. From the letters that I write.
This is the Gene Jabel Top Country Hits of All Time Show. Yeah.
I'll tell you something right now. We play some of the great country hits of all time, but what would we be if we didn't have this lovely little lady here, Donna Fargo, the happiest girl in the USA? Doesn't this sound like a bunch of simple-minded garbage? And that's exactly what I thought it was, a bunch of simpleton, simple-minded trash. And her husband came in, or her boyfriend, some guy was there. He said, hey, Gene Jabel, would you mind managing Donna Fargo? She's got a great hit record. I said, what's it called? He said, happiest girl in the USA. I said, are you kidding me with that? I said, are you kidding me with that? I asked it three times. Are you kidding me with that? And he stared at me, and I said, get out of my office and never darken my toilet paper again. Well, he left. 5 months later, the song's a hit. I went over to her house. She wasn't home. I went over to her office. She wasn't there. They said she was on vacation in Switzerland, so I booked a jet. I flew all the way to Switzerland. I found her at a villa over there, some sort of a lakeside retreat. I said, hi, Donna. It's Gene Jabel. And I was the one that said happiest girl in the whole USA was something that would drop out of a cow's ass. She said, that's right. I do remember you. That's when she snapped her fingers and two guys came in wearing SS uniforms. That's right. Nazi uniforms. They had the lightning bolt collars. They had the swastikas on the armbands. And they lifted me up and carried me outside. And then they dropped me off the edge of a cliff. I bounded down about 300-400 feet. And I rolled out onto a highway where there were troop transports. Some of the most armored personnel carriers with those heavy tracks, yeah, rolled right over top of my ass.
Skip.
Simple-minded shit.
And thank you for letting
Gene Jabel. pain in the ass. We'll continue after this.
You know, it takes a lot to be a pain in the ass. Hi, I'm Gene Jabel. You got to bother people, bug them. You got to stay on their front doorstep. You got to be calling them day and night, night and day. Even if they have a sick kid, even if they tell you that it's making them physically ill to hear from you, even if they tell you that your contacting them is disrupting the peace and the quiet of their home, you still got to keep doing it. Because once you do, once you make yourself a pain in the ass, you are going to be a pain in the ass for life. You're going to get inside those big meeting rooms, inside those big meeting halls. You're going to sign those great country artists. You're going to be a lot of bank for those country artists, a lot of bank for yourself, and people will hate your living guts for the rest of your life, and you will be persona non grata in all the big restaurants, all the big hotels, all the big resorts in Hollywood, in country music town there, Nashville, in New York, all of those great star-studded places. When they see you coming, they'll say, here comes leprosy. Well, here's a real piece of garbage that I didn't think would be a hit, but it was a hit. Farron Young and Hello Walls. You got to be a simple-minded clown to like this. That's exactly what I told Farron Young the day he walked into my office. He said, I got a hit record here. I said, what's it called? He said, Hello Walls. He said, so now you're talking to the furniture? He said, not really. I'm talking to the walls, the actual structure. I said, get out of here. Get out of here before I call an ambulance. I'll call a cop, then an ambulance. Well, what do you think happened? 5 months later, the song's a hit. I heard it on a jukebox. I said, what's this garbage? And the waitress said, well, that's Hello Walls. That's by Farron Young. It's a big hit. So I tracked Farron down by using the yellow pages and the white pages and what I had in my address book. And I found him. I think he was on vacation at this mountainside hotel around Nashville. I went up there and I knocked on the door and there were 16 bodyguards there. They said, what do you want? I said, I'm Gene Jabel. And they said, that's the worst thing you could have said. Now, I never really did see Farron Young that day. In fact, I didn't see much of anything because I spent most of it unconscious. That's right, Gene Jabel was unconscious, laying on a hospital gurney. I was laying on the gurney in a hospital in the emergency room, staring up at those lights and those fake ceiling squares. That's what I was doing all day when I went over to see Farron Young.
You tried
Gene Jabel, a professional pain in the ass.
That's me.
There it is, baby. Hey, let me tell you something. When you talk about a long, cool drink of water, a real dork, nothing, and I mean nothing, compares to Floyd Kramer. This guy walked into my office one day, looked like the usher in some kind of a movie theater. I said, what the hell's with you? I said, what, did I steal a popcorn? He said, how you doing there, Mr. Jabel? My name's Floyd Kramer. I got this song called Last Date. I said, go ahead and play it. He said, well, I'll just tinkle it out on these keys. I said, you just said the wrong thing. You're going to piss on my keyboard? He said, that's just a figure of speech. I said, get out. He said, but Mr. Jabel, I said, get out. A year later, this song was a major, major hit, a smash hit, Last Date by Floyd Kramer. So I gingerly crept up to a window that I knew he was, you know, in the room. At that window, it was a hotel room. I happened to be at a party there. It was a very exclusive resort in the Sierra Nevada mountains in California. And I crept up to the window and I listened as I see if I could hear Floyd's voice, and I did. That's when I crawled through the window, and that's when someone said, ah, there's a man climbing through the window, and I was hit with a candy tray. Then I had an ashtray dropped on my head, and then I had a big guy pick me up, and he said, what do you want me to do with him, Mr. Kramer? Floyd Kramer looked at me and I said, hi, Floyd. I was giving a sheepish grin. I said, you remember me? I'm the guy that... He said, yep, you're the guy. And he said, go ahead. And he went, 1, 2, 3, hike. And I was flung from that window. It was a gradual slope of about 45 degrees that came to a stop at a wall. So I sort of rolled down this thing, pretty good clip, about 40 miles an hour. And then my head went right through one of the mason brick walls at the bottom. It's Gene Jabel.
Get my great book. This is Gene Jabel's 16 tips on how to be a pain in the ass manager in show business. This is how you bother all of the big record companies. This is how you bug the artists. This is how you get to them, to their kids and to their wives. This is how you get to those big management companies, the real big management companies that handle like 95 artists, and all you want is one, right? Those bloodsuckers, those dirty, filthy, better not say. You know. I'll give you a hint. If I were a rich man. Anyway,
Gene Jabel at Anti-Semite.
Here it is right here. Listen to this. I thought this was some kind of East L.A. Mexicali stuff. I said, are you kidding me? Nobody wants this greaser stuff. And it was Johnny Cash. When he came in, he said, hey, Mr. Jabel, I said, you're a real tough-looking dude. He said, well, I've come up the tough way, but Mr. Jabel, I sure would appreciate it if you managed me. I said, go ahead and play something for me. We played this. I said, no, man. No. We don't wait. I'm not. Do you see me wearing Chico Juniors? Do you see me processing my pompadour, man, and going down to El Monte Legion Stadium? He said, but you don't understand, Mr. Jabel, it's kind of a cultural song. I said, why don't you take your hillbilly slash Mexican ass? He said, I'm not Mexican. I said, yes, you are. Today you are. In my office you are. And get out.
And it burns.
Yeah, I'll bet it burns.
Ring of fire.
The only place it burned was on me, and you know where it was burning, too, because I found out that this was a hit record. Well, I called up Johnny Cash and said, "Hey, Johnny, it's Ginger Bell. Remember me?" He said, "Yes, I do remember you. What do you want?" I said, "I'd like to manage you, Johnny, because you got a hit record." He said, why would I want to sign with you when you insulted me the last time I saw you?" I said, "Think about it. Did I really insult you? I said you were a Mexican." He said, "Yes." Anyway, I went over to Johnny's house. I think it was a house. It looked more like a fortress. I'm not sure what it was. It was a building, but it looked like a house, and it also could have been a chateau. It was a lot of things all rolled into one. And I said, "Hey, Johnny, Ginger Bell here. I've had my ass kicked by some great country artists, and I'd like you." And again, mid-word, a fist hit me full in the mouth, and I remember licking my gums, and there's no teeth there. That's what I said.
"Hey, darling, that's a dead dog."
It sounded like.
"I done it, Ginger Bell. You got the tantrum?"
Well, somebody just kind of pushed me, and I rolled onto a sidewalk, I think is where I was. At that point, I came to, and yes, I was on a sidewalk. That's right, I am on a sidewalk. And when I got thrown out of that building, yes, it was a building, and I fell the six floors, this is just like what happened to me last week with that other guy. So I got up, and I kind of wobbled my way back home. What I thought was my home was actually a phone booth only about 5 feet away.
I fell into a burning ring of...
Ginger Bell. And we'll be right back with more on the Gene Gabell Show.
And it burns, burns, burns.
Yeah!
The Ring of Fire.
You know, if it burns, burns, burns the Ring of Fire, you're doing it right. That's right, because sooner or later, if you want to be top management, one of the top stars, the top managers, and all the top music, to handle the top artists, to be the top guy, it's going to burn. You're going to have to take one. Well, you're going to have to take one for the home team, and you know where. I'm Gene Gabell. This handy booklet, How to Take One for the Home Team, Be the Manager You Always Wanted to Be, is yours for free. That's right, for free. If you purchase my Top 20 Country Artists of All Time, Top 20 Country Hits of the Top 20 Country Artists of All Time, they're not songs, it's just me talking about the songs, talking about what they mean. I'm not even giving you background on the artists. I'm not even telling all these stories about getting my ass kicked. I'm just saying, here's Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash. Here are the lyrics, and here's what I think it's about. Maybe it's about hemorrhoids. I don't know. Ha, ha, ha. Then I go on to what I think it's about. It's about love, and that's Johnny Cash. Here's cut number two. This is called Happiest Girl in the Whole USA. It's Sunshine and all this bullshit. Well, that brings us to Johnny Rodriguez. Johnny, one of the great, great, great country artists of all time, with a great song, Ride My Thumb to Mexico. Well, when he came to my office, he said, "Hey, Mr. Gabell, I need a manager. I got a song." I said, "What's it called?" He said, "Riding My Thumb to Mexico." I said, "What makes you think that people north of the border, Johnny, okay, north of the border, want to hear you talk about your thumb parked up your ass?" I said, "Well, Mr. Gabell, it's not exactly like that." I said, "That's exactly what it is. It's a song about you having your thumb parked in your ass, and guess what? It's still parked up there. Get out and do the gardening on your way out." In about a year, Ride My Thumb to Mexico was a smash hit all across the country, all across the world, as a matter of fact. So I called up Johnny's manager, and I got a bodyguard. I called up the bodyguard and asked him to connect me to the manager, and then the manager connected me to the agent. Then the agent connected me to the record company. The record company connected me to the internal security of Johnny's organization. I talked to the internal security of Johnny's organization. They connected me to the record producer. The record producer then connected me to Johnny's immediate family. Then they, in turn, did not connect me to Johnny, and I asked why not. They said, "Because you're a pain in the ass. Frankly, we don't want to have to smell you, okay? Because Johnny tells us it ain't too good." I said, "Come on, give me a break. I hadn't slept all night. I've been drinking all night. I probably had B.O., but I'm here to make a big, big sale." They said, "Sure, Gene, come on over." So I got all dressed up. I got on a limousine. I drove over to Johnny's place. I walked in the door, and Johnny said, "Hi, you're Gene Gabell?" I said, "Yeah, you remember me. I'm the guy that told you." And mid-sentence, once again, here comes the lid of a piano. My head had been laid down inside the piano, and they were slamming the piano lid on my head repeatedly.
Gene Gabell's had his ass kicked by some of the top names in country music. Are you one of them? Send us a self-addressed stamped envelope and a postcard telling us how you beat Gene Gabell almost to death. Tell us who you are, your record label, and your hit record. And we'll be happy to include you on Gene Gabell's Top Country Artists of All Time, Getting His Ass Beat. Gene Gabell here. Hey, how about this one, huh? You remember this one? I don't. I didn't like it when I first heard it, and now I still don't like it. Oh, yeah, this is this guy, this Van Dyke. Oh, this ass.
I told him, I said, I don't like the way you sing. He said, what are you talking about? I go, if I see you tomorrow. I said, you sound like you have Hodgkin's disease. You sound like you got part one of those, is it called Parkinson's? He said, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, when you sing, you sound like you don't have control over your nervous system. Your nervous system. Well, he just kept looking at me quizzically and had on one of those rhinestone suits and that stupid looking guitar. I said, get out, okay? Take that gay ass suit, your guitar, and blow, Jack, blow. And when I say blow, I don't mean what you would prefer. I mean blow as in leave. 2 years later, Walk On By Leroy Van Dyke was a smash hit. Is that Van Dyke or Dyke? I forget. It was a smash hit. Well, I went ahead and placed a call to him. I said, hey, Leroy, do you remember me? I'm Gene Jabel. I'm the guy that he said, yes, I do remember you. Please, come over. Do you want to sign me to a management deal? I said, you bet your sweet ass. You know the ass that you had your thumb parked up? I said, yes, you beat that. I mean, you can bet that. He said, I beat what? I said, well, anyway, I got over there, and he was standing there with a big smile on his face, a big crap-eating grin on his face. He said, Gene Jabel, huh? I said, yeah. He says, you want to sign me to a management deal, huh? I said, yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I do. He said, well, come on in. Let's talk about it. He had it all laid out there on the coffee table, and we had pens, and he had coffee, and he even had a bottle to toast the final signing of the deal. So we signed it, and then he took it and set fire to it and stuck it in my pants. So why? Well, naturally, I was screaming because I had a flaming wad of paper in my pants, and apparently he had poured some kind of flammable tar over it. So now it was on fire in my pants. It was adhering to my skin, and I was screaming like, just screaming bloody murder as I ran down the street in flames.
Wait on the corner.
Gene Jabel will be right back.
I love you, but we're strangers when we meet.
Hi, I'm Gene Jabel. If you sing like you have Parkinson's disease, I can help you. We've got some of the great vocal coaches of all time working with Gene Jabel Management. You know, I've been in management for a long time. I don't always sign the artists right when they have their hit records, but I do eventually get to them. Do I sign them? No, but I do get to them. That's what I'm saying. We get an emotional reaction from them. In fact, I don't have anybody on my roster of talent right now, but I've gotten to a lot of the great artists. I've been pushed downstairs. I've been pushed out of cars. I've been pushed out of airplanes. In fact, I've got a story coming up where I was pushed out of an airplane. Oh, baby, it's fun. It's neat. It's great. I never did sign the great Merle Haggard, but we'll have that story for you in just a moment. But here's what I'm trying to say to you. If you'd like to be one of the top management people, send away for Gene Jabel's How to Be a Top Management Guy. This book, along with this top 20 list of the greatest songs of all time, with me describing what the songs sound like, that's right, this album, along with all the other stuff that I sell on my website, this is going to do it. This is going to do it for me, not you. Gene Jabel, a pain in the ass. Merle Haggard was a great star, a great, great star, but when you didn't know he was a star, when he was just a nobody, he was just getting out of prison, tell you what, if you saw that guy walking down the street, you'd call a cop. That's exactly what I did when I saw him walking to my office. I said, stand still, don't move. I immediately called the police.
The youngin's dream of growing.
He said, Mr. Jabel, why would you do that? I just came here looking for a management deal. I said, well, what are you talking to? You're a country artist? He said, yeah, see this guitar? And I got a song. And I said, go ahead and sing it. Well, it was this thing, Mama Tried. I said, well, now, ain't that just down home, man? Look at pal, this is country-politan, huh? You know what country-politan is? He said, yes, sir, I do, but that I kind of do roots country music. No, man. Nobody likes that stuff, that root stuff. This is country-politan, man. Well, he kept on singing this piece of you-know-what. So I said, get out, okay? You and your mama, get out.
I turned 21 in prison doing life without...
7 months later, this thing was a big hit. You just heard him talking about being in prison. I said, hey, Merle, you were in prison, weren't you? He said, yeah. I said, you know what? I want you to sign a management deal with me, or I'm going to let people know you're in prison. He said, they already do. I sang about it in my song. What a dumbass. Well, you know, you're right. Said, not only was I right about that, I'm right about this, too. He opened up his kitchen window, and he shoved my face through the screen, and then he closed the window on me so that my head was pushed against the screen, but I couldn't get my neck out because the rest of my body was inside the kitchen. Then he went outside. He took his garden hose and put it on high and just aimed it right at my face. I'm Gene Jabel, and this is the top country artists of all time who've beaten my ass. He's not really Gene Jabel, he's the announcer.
And I turned 21 in prison doing life without parole.
Jabel.
Steer me right.
Hey, let's stick with Merle Haggard, okay? Because you know Merle, he is he's a fighter, baby. If there's one thing about Merle Haggard, man, he will fight for the right to party. Here's Merle Haggard with the fight inside of me. As a matter of fact, this is what I did to him when I said, come on, Merle, quit being just a jailbird bum, okay? Sign with my management company and we'll try to see what we can do about some of these songs that you sing. Holy Jesus. He said, you know, you're getting on the fight inside of me, Mr. Jabel. I said, ooh. ooh, I'm really scared. And I got halfway through the word scared, and here comes that knuckle sandwich again. Once again, no teeth, upper jaw.
When they're running down,
no teeth, upper jaw.
And they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life, our fighting men have fought and died.
We'll be right back with Gene Jabel's top country hits of all time right after this message. Hey, when you come to Nashville, make sure you stay at Gene Jabel's Palace of Country Music. Gene Jabel's Palace of Country Music has photographs of me in various hospital beds, various places where I went for medical treatment, different pictures of me with my head in a cast, my leg in a cast, my face bandaged up. That's right, Gene Jabel's Country Music Palace has all of the great history behind all of the times I was assaulted and beaten viciously by individuals in the country music business because I was so insistent and such a pain in the ass that they had no choice but to kick my ass. Gene Jabel's Country Music Palace, open 10 till 6, Monday through Tuesday. That's Gene Jabel's Country Music Palace, open 10 till 6, Monday all the way through Tuesday. Gene Jabel's Country Music Palace. I do hope you pay us a visit and take a look at pictures of me and look at the medical testimonial of the doctors who had to pull things out of my rear end, had to, oh boy, you don't even want to know.
Yes, they do.
Who said that? Well, here's a song I thought for sure I was really going to be, I thought I was really picking it right here. He says to me, I got a song, Mr. Jabel, I hope you manage me. I said, what is it called? He said, Okie from Muskogee. I said, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Well, come on, it's about being... are you nuts? I said, I'm not going to take some hayseed act like you, man. Get out of here.
We don't.
3 weeks later, it was a smash hit all over the world. I called him up and I said, hey, Merle, remember that song, Okie from Muskogee? He said, yeah, you didn't want to manage me because you thought the thing was just... You thought the thing was strictly from hunger. I said, well... Yes, I did, but I also understand the appeal that it can have for the hayseed and the hillbilly and the real, you know, the real backward clowns like you. He said, oh, really? I said, yeah. So why don't you sign a management deal with me and let's hit it big, baby. You know, we'll touch the sky. We'll reach for the stars. He said, that just gave me an idea. He went into the other room and came out with one of those skyrockets for the 4th of July, wadded it right up my ass and lit it.
It is out in San Francisco, dude.
And this is what I sounded like.
And I'm proud.
That bad.
Gene Jabel. Place where even squares can have a ball.
All right, let's get into some classic stuff right now. You know, Patsy Cline, what can you say? One of the greatest artists of all time. You'd have to be a brain-dead moron. You'd have to have an entire section of your brain missing not to know that she was going to be a big star. Well, that's me, Gene Jabel. Patsy Cline walked into my office one day and she said, hi, Mr. Jabel, my name is Patsy Cline. I'd really love to have you manage me. I said, go ahead and I'll see what you can do. Well, she sang this goofy way. She was going, you know, the whole thing. And I said, it's too weird, man. It's too weird. Her husband was there, or a boyfriend, I don't know who it was. The guy said, but Mr. Jabel, this lady's got a great voice. I said, she's doing too many goofy things with it, man. Listen, she's going, That is not going to make it, man. That is not going to make it in country music. That's too uptown, okay? Now, you want her to do a hit record or something? No, get out of here. Go to Motown, okay? Go on up to... See what Berry Gordy can do for the white girl, okay? Get out of here. In 8 months, Patsy Cline was one of the biggest stars, a legendary country star. A legendary star to this day, one of the biggest stars that the country music scene will ever see. I got on the phone and I called up Patsy Cline headquarters, and that's what it said in the phone book, Patsy Cline headquarters. At least that's what it looked like to me. And I heard,
hello, Patsy Cline.
It sounded very official. It was very scary. I said, hi, this is Gene Jabel. He said, we know who you are. You're the guy that said that Patsy had to go up to Motown and see if Berry Gordy can use her. I said, yeah. He said, well, guess what? She stayed in Nashville. Now she's a big hit. I said, gee, tell me something I don't know. And I was making kind of a dumbass sound in the phone. I wanted to get ahead of the ball, okay? I wanted to show these guys that they were actually dumb, not me. And I was going, and they were saying, okay, you keep it up, Mr. Jabel. That's fine. Just go ahead, keep it up. And I was going, well, how stupid are you, man? Of course she's a hit. She's, look at you guys. You work for her. So I was making all those dumbass sounds. I said, come on over, man. Let's talk it out over a beer. I said, that now you're talking my language. When I got over there, I had the beer all right. And then once I'd finished the beer, they crushed the can and the cans they were drinking out of on my head with a hammer. fact, all the empties they had in the kitchen that day, they put on top of my head and flattened them with a hammer. And I just sat there smiling and going, I deserve it. Yeah, no, I deserve it. Here comes another can. Quack. I deserve it. I said, now can I talk to Patsy? They said, no, you may not. And if you keep asking us, we're going to back a car over you. I said, bullshit. Well, guess what? The last thing I saw was Patsy Cline walking by and looking at me and saying, oh, that's Mr. Jabel. Hi, Mr. Jabel, as the wheels of a Cadillac rolled over my legs.
And I fall to pieces.
World famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Sampri Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. My name is Gene Jabel. Join me again next time, whenever that next time is, for more of Gene Jabel's Country Music Greats, Country Music Hits. The great country artist that had kicked my ass almost to death, kicked me so that I peed blood for 2 weeks. Gene Jabel.
Pain in the ass.